Welcome to Sex with Timmy, Holiday Edition 2010. Woo! It's the holidays, and we're gonna talk about no frills, sexy Christmas presents. So obviously, sexy Christmas presents include all the things that the ads have been telling you to buy, like jewelry and cars, because those are practical gifts that we can all afford this year. Instead, we're gonna talk about stuff that's way cheap. Okay, first of all, if we're talking sex toys, there are plenty of quality, low-priced vibrators out there. It requires a little bit of shopping around, a little bit of comparison. You can get very easily a lot of this stuff online. Just go to a reputable site like EdenFantasies.com or Babeland and look around. You can search by price, and you can find some stuff that packs a pretty good punch for less than $20, $30. I definitely recommend going with like a name brand. Like, I'm a big fan of Doc Johnson, for instance. Very reputable. You can get more quality stuff if you want to pay a little bit more. Closer up to 100, depending on what you and your snookum set is your limit this year. So it's up to you. Next option would be if you can't afford like a full bondage set, latex tape and latex body paint. Both options you might want to Google. There's this thing on the Google machine. You can look it up. It sticks to itself and not to skin. So if you don't want to invest in a sturdy set of handcuffs or in a whole rack that you have underneath your bed or to hang from the ceiling, you can just get some latex body paints and rip it off each other and latex tape and use that as bondage tape. So that's awesome. There's also options for creative people to write each other sexy stories. You can just write these whenever you have free time to make it into a whole collection. Come up with fantasies that are interesting to you and to your partner, and then you can put it together into a whole book. And then on like a given night, you can turn it to a page and like they could read it by themselves or you could read it to them or whatever. Another option would be like a sexy Mad Libs. Like, you make up the Mad Lib and then they fill it out and then you have to do what happens. And oh, won't that be sexy? There's also the old school boudoir photos. Totally perfect, perfectly good option. In this age of digital cameras, if you can't afford a photographer, you can do that yourself. You can just set that thing up. I guarantee your little camera has some sort of setting where it takes like three pictures in a row before you have to go back and push the button again. Take a few stabs at it. The important thing would be lighting. You want, if you're going to have any color, you want it to be some sort of like softer red lighting. You don't want to be lit from underneath, and start to learn what angles you're flattering at. I know you people are on Facebook. You know what angles you look flattering at. You already know this. You've got this covered. Then you can just print them out and put it into a little book. Just make sure you've been with this person for a while. That's not a good first Christmas together present necessarily. It's tended to come back and bite people in the ass once or twice. Sex coupons. I know it's an old thing. I know it's like a whole hackneyed thing, but it's totally legit. You have, you know, good for one free blowjob or massage or whatever. Here's the important thing. Put an expiration date on it. I kid you not, because even though that somehow is diminishing its value because it takes away how long you have to use it, it means it will actually get used. If you don't put an expiration date on it, those things are worthless and nobody uses them. But if you have, especially if you have like, this one is only good from January 1st to January 25th, like that's how that gets used. This is how my grocery store works too. They send me a series of like $5 off coupons, but they're only good for 1 week each, and they're each good for a different week. And that's how they get me to go to the grocery store on those weeks where they want me to. So do the same thing. Learn from Acme, folks. Next option, sexy card games. You can either buy them online. There's plenty of them. Susie Bright has a great one that just came out. Otherwise, you can make your own. You can turn a regular old game of Kings, where, you know, like a jack is normally like guys have to drink or whatever, turn it into guys have to do something else. Or if you normally have a game of suck and blow when you pull out the four, you play a game of suck and blow when you pull out the floor, etc. If you're not familiar with the game of Kings, this is one of those old drinking games. You throw a bunch of cards into a pile, all face down, and then everybody takes a turn drawing a card, and then they have to do like a smaller game. There's sometimes like Never Have I Ever in there, or everybody takes a drink. And obviously, you could play this drunkenly and then have it lead to sex, but I would suggest making them just be sexy in general. Again, requiring a little bit of thinking, and a little bit of planning on your part, but that is what the present is that you put it all together ahead of time. And you could even come up with a little package that's cute, and just wrap it around the box. Next option, candles, rose petals, bubble bath. Okay, maybe that's not your jam. Maybe you'd rather not be led by a trail of rose petals to candles and bubble bath. Maybe you'd rather be led by a trail of chocolate to a BDSM dungeon. Whatever. Just put together a scene. Show a little bit of effort in planning a romantic room, a fantasy locale. Put a little bit of effort into just creating the situation and not just being in your living room or staircase or wherever it is you normally would be doing such things. Whatever your preference is. And if you have a little bit more time and a little bit more creativity, make it a whole scavenger hunt to get there. Make them follow a series of sexy, cute, romantic clues to get to that point where they stop someplace and there's like a cute photo of the two of you and like a cute like clue leading you to the next spot where there's like a quote from one of the, like some poem that says something that means a lot to you, that has a clue to the next spot, which has like another small present, like a small thing that they like to eat or drink or whatever, etc., leading you all the way to the scene that you've set up. Again, not super expensive, just a lot of planning. And finally, you cannot go wrong with a mixtape. Just saying. Songs that mean a lot to you, songs that you think that they'll like, songs that remind you of them, songs that you like to bone to, and then put it in order, starting off with the slow jams and getting it up to where it's hot and heavy, and then some nice cool down music. You know what I'm saying? Can't go wrong with a mixtape. All right, kids, have happy holidays, treat each other well, put in a lot of effort, and you will get a lot back. Love you all. Happy holidays. Thank you for listening to Sex with Timmery. Please check out more from sexwithtimmery.com, where Monday through Friday there's new content, including polls, weekly sex columns, and Friday sex links. And if you have any questions, comments, or violent reactions, please email them to sexwithtimmery@gmail.com. That's sexwithtimmare@gmail.com. And thank you.